It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus as we continue this study. Exodus chapter 37. We're going to begin reading with the 25th verse. So please open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 37, verse 25. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. It is a wonderful time that we have to be together and to study God's precious Word today. And so now we begin to read Exodus chapter 37, beginning to read with the 25th verse. And he made the incense altar of acacia wood. The length of it was a cubit, and the breadth of it a cubit. It was 4 square, and 2 cubits was the height of it. The horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with pure gold, both the top of it, the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it also. He made unto it a crown of gold round about. And he made 2 rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by 2 corners of it upon the 2 sides thereof, to be placed for the staves to bear it withal. And he made the staves of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil and pure incense of sweet spices according to the work of the apothecary. And now chapter 38, verse 1. And he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. 5 cubits was the length thereof, 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And he made the horns thereof on the 4 corners of it, and the horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots and the shovels and the basins, and the flesh hooks and the fire pans. All the vessels thereof made he of brass. And he made for the altar a brazen grate of network under the compass thereabout thereof, beneath unto the midst of it. And he cast 4 rings of the 4 ends of the grate of brass to be placed for the staves. And he made the staves of acacia wood and overlaid them with brass. And he put the staves into the rings on the sides of the altar to bear it withal. And he made the altar hollow with boards. And he made the laver of brass, the foot of it of brass, of the looking glasses of the women assembling, which assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now we're going to end the reading there, and now let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this study. Please that you show us your way and your will with our lives. We know that we are here to be your servants. Please that we take that responsibility and we be busy about your work, whatever it may be in our lives. Now we thank you for this study, this time of growth, this opportunity that we have. So please that you will lead us now as we look to these words. Those folks, dear Father, that do not know you as their Savior, they have maybe been church people all their life, but they have never come to know you as their personal Savior. They know about you, but they don't, you know, and they read your word, but they don't know the author. They don't know you, dear Lord, because they have never invited you into their heart to save them. Please today, that they invite you in to save them, that salvation would come into their hearts. And then the wonderful walk, the wonderful growth just begins then, dear Lord. So please that you would guide and lead us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked at this incense altar, and we will continue to do so here today. But the we're going to get on then into the oil just a little bit, and then on into the altar. Again, this is all a repeat of the 30th chapter. What has happened is the 30th chapter is when God gave Moses the plans, and now the builders are building it. And so we're repeating this process. It is worth repeating. We sure don't want to just skip over these verses of Scripture thinking that they are of no help or benefit to us, because they are of great help. If you were with us last time, you'll remember that we made a cross as we looked at the location of the furniture in this tabernacle, in the courtyard of the tabernacle. Had the altar first, if you have a sheet of paper, or have this opportunity to sketch this out. If not, just do it in your mind. I think you'll enjoy it. The first out in the courtyard is the brazen altar. Next comes the brazen laver as we move towards the top of the page. And then we come and we run into this incense altar that we're looking at right now. And then on one side of that will be the lampstand. On the opposite side will be the table of showbread. Then continue to go upward to the top of your page and then sketch in the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. And then take a line and draw it straight up and down on your page, and then come to this incense altar, and then go from the lampstand straight through the incense altar over to the table of showbread. And if you've sketched this properly, you'll see that there's a cross there. My friend, everything depends upon the cross of Calvary, where Jesus died, and then, of course, 3 days later rose again. So we have that picture. Keep that picture. It's a wonderful picture for your life. And for the only life that you can have. Otherwise, the wages of sin is death, and so you have no opportunity. Now, we have looked at this incense altar, which is in the center of this cross that we have made. It is between the lampstand and the table of showbread. The incense altar is also known as the prayer altar. And so as we come in to this building now, again, the two pieces of furniture at the bottom of your page are outside, the brazen altar, the brazen laver. Everything outside is brass. Everything inside is gold. You see, you must come by the judgment. We must face the judgment, or someone must face it for us, which our Savior did. And so we need to take care of that first. Then, my friend, we can move on into the holy place, the first room, 15 foot wide, 15 foot tall, 30 foot long, and in that has these three pieces of furniture. We've talked about the light of the lampstand. We've talked about feeding upon the showbread, the table of showbread, and nourishing ourselves with God's precious word. But something that comes then, after this feeding, after we have been fed, then we want to do something, or we surely should want to do something. We should want to come humbly before our Lord. And the only way that we can do that is through prayer. You know, we praise and honor our God in service, but service is of no value unless we take time to worship Him. And to worship Him is probably not your church service. That is more of a fellowship time, more of a feeding time at the table of showbread. It is a time that we enjoy the light of the lampstand as God shows us His word. But when it comes to worship, worship is something that you could do at church with others. But it is you. It is personal. It is one-on-one, you and God, and that's it. Now, others can be present, but they, because you call it a worship service, does not necessarily mean that it is that. It has to come from the heart. And you come and you bring your burdens, bring your requests unto the Lord. But more important than that is that you come to listen. That is something today that is not a common thing. People today do not listen. They want to say their piece. They want to give their 2 cents worth, but they do not want to come and listen. And if you speak to someone and you notice that when you're talking to them and they are you're listening to what they're having to say, and maybe you make some comment about that, you'll find that immediately they will go back to what they were talking about. Now see that you don't do the same. I need to see that I don't do that. Because if we've got one line of thinking and we've got something that's so important to tell these people, that's fine. And maybe it is very important to tell them. But until you learn to listen, to see that they are understanding what is being said, or you listen enough to see what their needs are, can you actually and fully communicate with somebody? And so please learn how to listen. And that's so important here as we come to this table of incense altar. You know, we've been to the table of showbread. We have the light of the lampstand. This incense is pouring forwards into the Holy of Holies. And that's exactly what happens with our prayer. Because when we come before Him, and we come before Him in praise, and in praise is not chanting something, in praise is not a chorus that we sing and repeat repeatedly over and over again. That is not praise. That is not worship. Praise and worship is a time when you are on your knees, you are quiet before the Lord, and you bring to Him words of praise. Father, I thank You for all the blessings that You have given me. And then begin to list them specifically. And don't just go with something general. You know, Lord, You have given me health today. I don't know what brings tomorrow, but thank You for the health today. Thank You for the strength to take care of this situation that was dealt with today. Thank You for the wisdom that You gave me. Now, Father, we've got a situation coming tomorrow or later today. I need Your help. Would You please give me Your direction and then be quiet and just listen and just wait for Him to direct you. And many times it'll be when you are quiet with Him as you are reading the Word, He will show you these things. I am not talking about visions. I'm not talking about dreams. I'm talking about a wisdom that God gives His people, believers, those that have come by faith to Him. He will give us. It says, if you lack wisdom, all you need to do is ask. Well, I need wisdom through this certain situation. Lord, please, I lack patience. I need You. And oh, don't ever ask for patience, because there comes tribulation. Well, my friend, the only way that you'll truly ever praise God and worship God is if you possess His patience. And yes, that'll come through tribulation. And so what a wonderful place, a place that is so necessary, a place that we have to find ourselves, to be to, is this location, this place, this incense altar, if we expect to have any kind of real fellowship with our God. You know, we say we have the light of the lampstand. We say we're coming to the Bible studies and learning and growing. We say all those things. We say that we've been washed by the Word. Well, if you have avoided this quiet time, and it is probably the fastest thing to leave. You don't spend time in prayer. The next thing we don't do is we don't spend time in reading and studying His Word. Then it's not long that the cleaning process, of course, goes away. So sin creeps into our lives. And so it's all a wonderful process the Lord has given us. He has given us directions here. The cross is first. The cleansing laver is second. And then we come in and we have nourish upon the table of showbread. We can do that. We can see that. We can have that by the light of the lampstand. And then, of course, my friend, then we have this incense altar, this time here that we truly fellowship with our Lord and worship Him, praise Him. It's a quiet time. That is something too, my friend, that most people don't have in their lives, is any kind of quiet. Everybody wants noise all the time. Now, we're going to look up some verses of Scripture here, because you need to see that the priest, and we have looked at Scripture verses to prove by the Word of God that we take on the position of a priest when we are born again. And so that allows us then to come into this, past the altar, onto the altar, onto the brazen laver, and on into this first room, the holy place. And so we need to look at that and fellowship with this just a little bit more now. So the priest here, as we come to this altar, this opportunity that we have to pray and to lift up our requests and praise him and listen to him for his wisdom and his power and his strength, this position, this place, is a figure of the Lord Jesus Christ. This ministry, his ministry at the altar of incense that the priest have, that we have, was a figure of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Because you see, offering the incense of his prayers on our behalf, we need someone to make intercession for us. We cannot go right to God the Father. We have a problem here. There's a veil between ourselves and God the Father. We need someone to intercede for us. Now, this is beyond. This is after we have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we pray, you pray in the name of Jesus, because he is the one. The Holy Spirit is giving you the words. The Holy Spirit lives in your heart. You are speaking. And then as it goes forward from us to the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, which is at the right hand of the Father, and then he takes our petitions and our requests unto the Father. What a beautiful picture. Now let's come in and let's look at this incense altar, because as these coals that are brought from the from the brazen altar outside, those coals are brought in and laid, and the incense is placed upon that. And as this incense is raised up, it goes forward into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God. You see, that veil also is a picture of the Lord Jesus. So as this incense, as our requests lift up to him, as it comes forward, it hits the veil. And the veil then, it protrudes right, goes right on through the veil, right to the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, the two angels, the cherubims, as they're facing each other with their wings outreached. That is where the presence of God is found. And so for us to come into the presence of God, to come to the throne of God, we need to come to this incense altar. Now, we do not need to come up with some kind of coals. We do not need the incense today. This is all a picture of our prayers. As we come to this area of quiet time, this time that we begin to speak, and our words are corrected, are made proper as they come to the Lord Jesus, then the Lord Jesus comes and brings them to the Father. And so is this incense, this sweet, sweet smell. And my friend, that's what that is. It is a sweet, sweet odor, a sweet, sweet fragrance as we speak to our Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful work our God has put into place. So we, as a blood-bought sinner, the only difference between me and anyone else in this world is that I've been saved by the blood. I was born in sin. I have been a sinner. I still live in the flesh. I still have problems with the flesh every day. But my friend, when God the Father looks down, he's looking the opposite direction we are. He looks through the Son down to us. And when he looks to us, the only thing he sees is this blood offering that Jesus brought. That's what he sees. And he sees in me then a perfect vessel, Oh, my friend, it goes both directions. As the Father looks down, as we look up. But please spend this time in prayer. What a wonderful day that we have. We've got some verses of Scripture here that we're going to look up very quickly, and then we'll move on to the next portion of this. But we need to go to Hebrews chapter 9. I hope that you have an opportunity to look these verses of Scripture up. If not, just sketch them down and look at them later. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Hebrews 9:24, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Now once again, let's read this slowly. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. He is our interceder, makes intercession for us. Let's come down and let's look at Psalms, something that David had to say here that is just wonderful to read. Psalms 141. So we look at Psalms 141, and we look at the second verse here, Psalms 141, verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You see, my friend, I'm not just making these things up. This is what the Word of God tells us. And that's the reason we study the Word of God and enjoy the Word of God. Now let's go to Exodus, and we're in the book of Exodus, of course, Exodus 37. But let's back up to Exodus chapter 30, because this is the first place where God told Moses all about it. And we're going to look at the 10th verse. And we'll even, we're going to back up here just a little bit, because it's going to give us again some description of what we're talking about with this incense altar. Okay, we have now in verse 3, and thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof and the sides thereof round about, the horns thereof, and thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. The two golden rings shalt thou make to it under the crown of it, by the two corners thereof, up on the two sides of it, thou make it. And they shall be for places for the staves to bear it withal. And thou shalt make the staves of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put it before the veil, that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat, that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereupon sweet incense every morning when he dresseth the lamps. He shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. And we need to just glance at these verses of Scripture now. Put it before the veil, that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat, that is over the testimony, where it will meet with thee, where I will meet with thee. See, Aaron is the high priest. Of course, we know the Lord Jesus is a picture Aaron is a picture of the Lord Jesus, because the Lord Jesus is our high priest. And Aaron shall burn thereupon sweet incense every morning when he dresseth the lamps. And so you see, it comes twice a day, and it says to do it throughout your generation, speaking here to the Jews, that they are to do this. Well, our prayers have taken that place, and we need to understand that everything here, of course, the foundation of the tabernacle is on silver. That's the blood. So we build upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus, his saving power, his saving blood. And so I hope that you understand just a little bit more now about this incense altar and the purpose of it. And so once again, get saved as you come into the brazen altar. You come confessing your sin, asking Jesus to come into your heart and save you. Then the next step is it begins, that same word that saved you is the same word that begins to change you, begins to cleanse you. And then we come into the holy place. We have the beautiful lamp of the light, the lampstand and the table of showbread, this incense altar now we've looked at. And then you go right in through the veil into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God. That's a step of, should be each day of our life. Every day we should have these steps. You know, you should have that to remind us each day that we need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ for His strength, for His power, and what an opportunity we have coming and fellowshipping with our Lord. Now, let's come back now as we look at the Exodus chapter 37. We're going to come now to this 29th verse. We have read through, looked at it very clearly from the 25th through the 28th verse of Exodus 37. Now we're going to look at this. He made the holy anointing oil and pure incense of sweet spices according to the work of the apothecary. This wasn't just any fragrance. It was a God-led, God-given formula. And this apothecary is a pharmacist. And so they went to the pharmacist and they got all the proper spices and they were measured exactly and everything was perfect. Everything was exactly the way God had planned it and God had set to put it into place. Now, let's continue because we do look and have been to this a brazen altar many times, and once again, we're about to build that. And so now, chapter 38 of Exodus, verse 1. And he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. 5 cubits was the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. Now, we're just going to stop there with this first verse, because I want you to see that this is a very large piece of furniture here. We find it to be 90 inches by 90 inches square. It says 5 cubits, and we know approximately that a cubit is 18 inches. And so now we're looking at this 90 inches. That is a good size piece of furniture, isn't it? If I did my math correctly, we're looking at about something that's about 7.5 feet each way. But remember what they offer. They offer bullocks, they offer lambs, they offer goats, they offer pigeons, doves. All these things are offered. And so this piece of furniture, this item out here in the front, has got to be very large. And so it is 7.5 feet or 90 inches square. And then we find it to be this 54 inches tall. And so 54 inches, because it said it was three cubits, and so it would be 4.5 feet tall. And again, if I did my math correctly. And so we're 7.5 feet square, and we're 4.5 foot tall. And that's the size of this piece of this item, this furniture, in the first piece of furniture that you come to. And we're going to look just a little bit here, and we're going to see that he made the horns thereof on the four corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same, and overlaid it with brass. Now remember, we've moved into the courtyard, so no longer is this overlaid with gold. And he made all the vessels of the altar, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and the flesh hooks, and the fire pans, all the vessels thereof made of brass. And he made for the altar a brazen grate of network under the compass thereof, beneath unto the midst of it. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the grate of brass to be placed for the staves. And he made the staves of acacia wood and overlaid them with brass. He put the staves into the rings on the sides of the altar to bear it withal, and he made the altar hollow with boards. Now, we find that that this is constructed just a little bit different. Again, this is carried. And so we have to make it as light as possible. And yet, can you imagine, I realize this overlaying with gold and with brass, that is a very thin coat, but it would still have a certain amount of weight to it. And you'll notice that all everything, the pots and the shovels and the basins and the flesh hooks. See, they would bring the animal, and the animal would be killed outside the camp and then brought in to be sacrificed. And as would brought in, why, then we have these flesh hooks, and they would hang it in preparing for this offering and this sacrifice here. And so what a beautiful picture that we have. Again, we know the Lord Jesus, that he died outside the city. outside the camp, and so we have many pictures here as we look at the offerings and the sacrifice that these animals made, but they, of course, could not take one single sin away. The sin was taken away by our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we will read through that once again, but basically we'll start with the laver next time. And so I hope that you have enjoyed this this study, and I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I just ask, my dear friend, that you take time to spend in prayer and not just giving Him your requests, but take time to listen. Please take time to listen. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?